chapter 46 now. We have the defeat of the idols of Babylon, the declaration to Israel of salvation, and a denunciation of pan-idolatry, that is, all idols. Now he says here at the beginning, judgment against the idols of Babylon. Baal boweth down. Now, Baal and Nebo are the gods here of Babylon. Baal is the shortened form of Baal, and we get the word Beelzebub from that, and Beelzebub is Satan, you see. And Nebo means speaker or prophet. And when Paul, you remember, and Barnabas went over to the Galatian country, they took Barnabas for Baal or Jupiter, and Paul for Nebo or Mercury, for he's the one did the talking, you see. And we are warned today that our warfare is a spiritual warfare. Actually, back of the idols of that day, there was this awful thing of Satan worship. And that's becoming rather popular in our day. Now we have here, beginning with verse 3, the promise of salvation by Jehovah. And he's speaking of idolatry. Now listen to him. Hearken unto me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb. Now, God says here, I have been carrying you, Israel, like a woman carries a child in her womb. Listen to verse 4. I, and even to your old age, I am he, and even to your hoar hairs will I carry you. I have made, and I will bear, even I will carry, and I'll deliver you. Now, this is a real distinction between that which is true and that which is false. And I'd like to ask you the question, does your religion carry you, or do you carry your religion? That's important. God says, I carry your sins. He hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. And he also carries our care, our burdens. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And then God carries us today. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms, and he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy them. God says, I'm carrying you. And today he says that to you and me. Now notice what he says here about idolatry as he continues. To whom will ye liken me and make me equal and compare me that we may be like? You see, the one thing the Lord Jesus did, he not only redeemed man, but he revealed God when he came down here. That's the only way we can know God. Now he tells about how they make the idol. Here he goes again. This is a brilliant, may I say, a brilliant satire on idolatry. They lavish gold out of the bag. They weigh silver in the balance, hire a goldsmith, and he maketh it a god. They fall down, yea, they worship. Now, they make a metallic image that excels the wooden image in beauty and value. And the wealth of the man is expended in making an idol. In other words, if you don't have much, you have a cheap god. If you're rich, you have a rich god. And actually, it amounts to men worship their own workmanship. They're worshiping themselves. It's a form of humanism, by the way. Now, here is the real test. Listen to it. They bear him upon the shoulder. They carry him and set him in the place, and he standeth. They lug their god around on their shoulder and put him in the corner when they get home. Now, listen to what God says to them. He says, verse 9, remember the former things of old, for I am God, there's none else. I am God, and there's none like me, declaring the end from the beginning. And God says here that I carry you. What a difference, my friend. God says, I carry you.